Good morning. I hope everybody had a meaningful and smooth fast yesterday. Today we conclude our Lima together of Hilchos Yisrodei HaTorah. We begin the 10th parak with Halacha Aleph. Kol Navi Sheyamod Lanu V'Yomar Shehashem Shlacho Einot Tzarech Lasos Os Ke'echan Me'osos Moshe Rabbeinu Ok Osos Eliyahu Ve'Elisha Sheish Pehem Shinoi Menago She'olam. Any prophet who arises from amongst the Bnei Israel and tells us that God sent him, he doesn't need to create some sort of omen, sign, wonder, like one of the amazing signs that Moshe Rabbeinu worked, or Eliyahu, or Elisha, or other Nevi'im, which involved something which changed from the nature of the world. The sign which will validate that his Nevuah is indeed real Nevuah is when he tells us something that will occur in the future, and then indeed it occurs in the future. When we ask ourselves, how will we know? This is how we will know that he's indeed a true Navi. Lefikach, therefore, kishayavo adam haroi lenevuah, v'malachos Hashem, v'lo yavo lehosif lo legroa, el avodes Hashem b'mitzvah satorah, ein omrim lo, kral lenu asayam, o achayameit, yotu be'elu, v'achakach namim b'cha. Therefore, if somebody, again, with those two important conditions first, if somebody who's fit for being a Navi, based off of our standards of knowing how wise, how perfect in his avodas Hashem this individual must be, as well as his mission is not to decrease or add to the Torah in any sort of permanent fashion, but rather to get us to continue to serve Hashem, and then he wants to claim that he's a Navi, we don't demand that he do some sort of miracle, like split the sea or revive the dead or something like that, and then we'll believe him. Ela omer lo im naviata, emor dvar masidim lios, fu omer, v'anu mechachim liros hayavo dvarav im lo yavo. And therefore, what do we do instead? We ask him, give us a sign that you're a Navi. Tell us something that will happen in the future. And once he does, we wait to see whether or not his words will be validated. And if even one small detail falls, in other words, does not occur from that which he tells us will happen, then we know for sure, with certainty, that he's a false prophet. And if indeed his words are fulfilled, absolutely, every single detail, so then, at that stage, we assume that he is indeed a valid, real Navi sent from Hashem. Halacha Beis. And we do so numerous times. Ubotin also pamim harbe, and we check him out in such a fashion by asking to predict the future many times. Imim tu dvarv ne'emanim kulon harezen navi emes. And then if again and again and again, time and again, he succeeds in predicting the future absolutely accurately, so then it's not just a presumption anymore, then we know indeed he was a true prophet. Kimoshin emar b'shmol, such as the pasuk says by Shmuel, vayeda kol Yisrael midan vad be'er sheva ki ne'eman Shmuel le'navi Hashem. Everybody knew absolutely that Shmuel could be trusted as a true Navi for Hashem. He had the background necessary. Everybody knew he was a great big tzaddik, and also he never tried to detract from the Torah or add to it. And then once his words were repeatedly proven correct, so then we knew that he was a Navi. Halacha Gimel. V'haloma onanim v'hakosim omer mashas liyos. Hold on 1 second. Isn't it true that all these different types of people who work divination and sorcery and the like, they know also what's going to happen in the future? Don't they also make predictions? And if that's the case, what difference is there between a real Navi of Hashem and somebody who's just some sort of sorcerer? The difference is that by these types of soothsayers, these type of people who make predictions through other means, the difference is that their words are not always going to be entirely true. They might tell you some of the things which will occur to you in the future, but they will not ever be able to successfully tell you all the things that will occur in the future. And it's also possible that absolutely none of their words will be fulfilled. It's also possible, and maybe this was even the norm, that they would just make predictions that are totally false, and these are just a bunch of kooks and people working chicanery. But by a true Navi of Hashem, all his words will absolutely be fulfilled. That one word of God's will fall to the ground, so to speak. Nothing will ever be false. When you talk about crushing wheat and having the chaff mixed with the actual produce that you desire from the wheat, so by the other types of people who make predictions, these diviners, so they'll always have some chaff mixed along with the the gold, so to speak, with the good produce from the wheat, the actual wheat kernels. But there will always be some chaff, and that's how you can identify them. A Navi will never have any chaff. None of the straw will be mixed in. He'll always have the good grain. Okay, that was a mouthful. But the point is, the Rambam is saying that the other types of divinations which exist, other ways of predicting the future, those are all false, unreliable. And in fact, Hashem therefore tells us, don't get involved. If you need to know the truth, if you're worried about something that might happen in the future, some sort of occurrence that matters to you, so I will make arise from amidst you a Navi who will tell you the truth and you can safely rely on him. And sometimes it'll even be true for an individual, such as Shaul, when he lost an object, he lost some of his father's animals, so he went to the Navi, and the Navi told him. That was what the Navi would be made for. The Navi would arise amongst Klal Yisrael in order to tell us the things in the future, but not, to be clear, as Rambam concludes, to add or to subtract the mitzvah. A Navi's goal is not to create Torah. A Navi is there to help guide us about the future, but those other types of people, the diviners, them we are to totally, totally ignore. Because, after all, they're not reliable anyhow. Halacha Dalit. Devar HaPeronos Shanavi Omer. However, an important caveat is that if the Navi tells us about some sort of future punishment, you can go into Yomar Ploni Yamas, O Shana Plonis Rav, O Mochama, O Kiyotz Bedorom Elu, Im Lo Yam Du Devarav, Im Vata HaChashel Nivuaso. If a Navi predicts some negative outcome in the future, such as that individual's going to die, or that there's going to be famine or war, things like that, so if his words aren't fulfilled, that doesn't disprove him absolutely. We don't say, oh, look, he's spoken and he hasn't come true, and therefore he's a false Navi. It's possible, out of Hashem's great mercy and his slowness to anger, that he'll have taken back that decree. He'll rescind it. And that could be because the people had done tshuva, or that he had made a contingent on something, such as by Chizkiah. But if Hashem promises that something is going to occur, which is positive, which is good for us, if this prophet, who claims to be a prophet, says something good is going to happen, and it doesn't happen, so then we know with absolute certainty that he's a false Navi. Any positive thing which Hashem decrees, even if it's only on condition, he will never retract it. And there was actually, in fact, only one time which Hashem did rescind, and that's actually going to relate very much to Inyan Adyoma. Yesterday was Tisha B'Av. The only time that Hashem ever rescinded on something which was positive, that he had promised, when Hashem had promised that the tzaddikim wouldn't die along with the Rasham, but for God's own reasons, he had to, unfortunately, rescind that, and many tzaddikim died in the Chorban Rishon. The Gemara Shabbos details that. And therefore, when we go back to the previous halachos, when the Rambam said that we can test a Navi based off of future predictions, it's only with regards to positive nevuot, only things that will relate to good outcomes in the future. This is what Yirmiyahu, in fact, told a false prophet in the days of the Chorban Bayis Rishon, when Yirmiyahu was saying all the terrible things that were going to happen, and Hananiah said the positive ones. Yirmiyahu told him, look, if your words, which are speaking about all the flowery things which are going to happen to Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that they weren't true. So if your words aren't true, then it will be clear to everyone that you are a false Navi. But if my words about all the devastation and destruction that will occur to Klal Yisrael aren't true, then it hasn't disproven me, because it's possible that Klal Yisrael will do true, but Hashem will rescind the decree. Shneamar, Achshmona, as Devar Azeh, Hanavi Asher Devar Shalom, Bevo Devar, Hanavi Yivada, Hanavi Asher Shalom, Hashem Emes. When a Navi says something about a good outcome in the future, and then indeed it will be validated, that proves that he's a good Navi, and if it's not, that will disprove him as a Navi. Okay. Navi Shahi lo Navi Acher, Shu Navi, Harehu Becheskas Navi, Ve'en Azash Eni Tzarech Hakira. If a known Navi tells us about another person that he too is a true Navi, so then we don't need to investigate with regard to that second one, because we believe the first one. Sherei Moshe Rabbeinu Heli Yoshua, Aminu Bo Kol Yisrael, Kodim Shia Tzot. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu told us Yoshua was a Navi, and all of Kol Yisrael believed Moshe for that, even though Yoshua had not yet done any miracle at that point. And that's true for every generation. Now, profoundly states that a Navi, who we know is a Navi, let's go with Shmuel as an example, who we've seen time and time again, based on his background and his words, as well as the fact that his future predictions have been true in a positive fashion. So then, we know that he's a real Navi, or another real Navi told us that this individual is a real Navi. It is forbidden for us to doubt his Nevuah, to doubt his prophecy. Maybe it isn't true. But us from that, so Yosef may die, and it's also forbidden to test him unnecessarily, to test him beyond reasonable limits. We shouldn't constantly be testing Hashem. Don't repeatedly try to test God as we tested him in the Midbar. When we asked, is Hashem mixed this or not? As sent this individual as a Navi. And we've seen time and time again that this individual is indeed a Navi. And we know that Hashem is in our midst. We shouldn't go and doubt Hashem any longer and through this Navi doubt Hashem. And that way you will know that indeed he was a Navi amidst us, and we should fully, absolutely accept his words and follow them to the letter of the law, absolutely. That concludes our limud of Hilchos Yisurei Torah. I hope we all gained from the experience. I know I personally very much did, even just to chazar these and hear the foundations of our religion, again, reiterated strongly, beautifully, as the Rambam does, is a very, very meaningful experience. Have a wonderful day.